This is an interview with George Kulia for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program regarding Romanian culture in Mahoning County by John Montine at 1725 McCollum Road on September 17, 1975 at 7:30 p.m. George, could you tell me what part of Romania were you born in?
I was born in the northern part of Romania. It's called Copșa Mică, the village.
Oh, I see.
Where I was born. And the main city by Copșa Mică is Sibiu, which is very well known by culture and the Bruckenthal Museum we have there, you know, which is all kind of pictures, and all kind of beautiful paintings. You know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Most of the paintings in that museum, are they of Romanian artists, or are they
they are all over the world.
I see.
All over the world.
Could you tell me what a typical day was like in Romania when you were a child of maybe about 10 or 11 years old? This would be, I guess, around the 1940s or so.
Well, I tell you that in 1940, like, my father was in the war at that time, you know, so I just was with my mother, and, well, it was lack of everything, you know, like, you couldn't find sugar and oil and things like that, you know, that time, you know, because it was wartime.
Did you live on a farm or in a city?
In the city, in Bucharest. And Bucharest, the capital of Romania.
Yeah. Did your mother work or anything during
No,
time?
she didn't work.
Then you find it pretty hard to get food and everything, don't you?
Well, that was pretty, well, for myself was, you know, I got it, everything, you know, but my mother was struggling, you know, to get it. Oh, they had aid from the government, you know, like
I see.
The government was paying for all the wives whose husbands were in the war, you know.
Oh, I see.
They were paying them through the church.
I see. What was school like when you were a child at that time?
Well, at that time, that was a German type of school, you know, and I was it was like some kind of militarized, you know, like
military.
Yeah, military business. In the,
were they real strict in school?
Oh, very strict, very strict. And of course, after the when I went to the high school, this is the primary school, you know, like before. We have it 4 years in primary school, and then you go to high school.
I see.
Yeah, and that was pretty tough, you know, like and very strict, you know. And I took like religion up to the second grade.
Religion, what kind was it?
Orthodox.
Orthodox religion,
yeah.
And that was in school that you took?
In school, yes.
Oh,
all the primary school and in the high school up to the second grade when the things changed.
Yeah, I see. Did they teach you very much about Romanian culture in school at that time?
Oh, yes.
What did they tell you about culture then, Romanian culture, do you remember?
Well, we had the Romanian history, which was up to 48 was the Romanian history, you know, like as we read before, even in primary school, you know, like we read before with the king and with all the things that happened and how the Romanian people came, you know. And then after that, after 48, the things changed, you know. Like the communists, when the communists took over, you know.
I understand.
Everything was changed in the history, and I mean, the whole history was changed.
In other words, they changed
like
to suit themselves.
Yes, that's the, yeah. Now, of course, we have the Romanian literature, you know, which is, mm-hmm. well, in a way, not worldwide, but it's well known.
Mm-hmm.
And Romanian music, like Georgianescu, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after the communists took over, everything was chopped down, like, you know, like...
You mentioned about Romanian music, Georgescu or something like that you mentioned?
Georgianescu.
Is he orchestra leader, or is he a composer or something?
Oh, he was a composer. He was a performer, and he was a orchestra leader.
When was this? Do you recall? Was this back
Was back before the war.
No. Oh, so this was back maybe the 20s.
Before the war, but he lived through the. He died in 50s, Georgianescu, in France, in 50s.
Oh, I see.
You know. I mean, he was a, how should I tell you, a leader of the Romanian music, you know.
Did he write any music at all?
Conductor and composer.
Now,
and,
most music,
he wrote music, you know.
The most music that he wrote, would it be more of a traditional Romanian type
that's
of music?
That's traditional Romanian. That's the Romanian Rhapsody, which is the one of the most beautiful you can play here, you know. It's really something.
What about some of the dances that they do, like the Kodeshev and like that? Was the music composed especially for that type of a dance, or was the music just made up? And people dance to anything.
Well, I tell you, most of the times was made up, you know.
So in other words, it wasn't composed or anything.
By the people, but they were certain composers, you know. They took the theme from that, you know, and they composed more sophisticated.
In other words, as little by little they put little things together and made a song that people used. Did you learn to dance the Kodeshev or anything like that in school, or was it taught to you in different festival?
Never.
Did you ever learn how to dance?
Never.
You never learned how to dance?
Never.
Oh.
I learned from my cousins, from my the people living in the country, you know, like in the villages and all the stuff. But every time when I went there.
Oh, they taught you how to dance?
Yeah, they taught me how to dance and how to sing. But not in the school.
Did you have a lot of different type of festival type of events in which some of this culture was exhibited and shown?
No.
So how did you go about learning it then? Or was it just by talking?
It was just by talking with people and learning from other people, you know. I mean, other people telling.
No, it was observing.
But not in the school or in the school activities.
But I mean, what about did the village have a lot of festivals?
Oh yeah, they have like a big like every other day, you know. Like they have a big ballroom there, and they were dancing there. And
did the churches have festivals too?
How should I tell you? After 46, 47. The churches were pretty down, you know.
Oh, I see.
Just to the service, you know, nothing else, not other activities, you know. Just the service.
Did the service stay the same, or did it change at all?
Well, the service was the same, you know, but the only thing that changed, instead of saying, you know, that we remember the king, they said they remember the president of the country, you know.
Oh, I see.
The only thing, you know, is what changed. But that was the same.
Now, when they would have events like weddings like that in Romania, did it change after the war, too? Or did they continue with the same tradition?
Well, how should I tell you? It depends. This maybe sounds kind of strange, you know, but it depends what kind of a job you have.
Oh.
You know, first, like, if you were in the country, you know, in a village, you know, they went to the old tradition, you know, for the wedding and everything, you know. But if you were in the in a city, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you had a good job, let's say, you know. You were afraid to go to the church, to have a church wedding, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, because the church is, in Romania, is accepted by the constitution.
Oh, I see.
But it's not accepted by the doctrine, you know, by the Marx, Engels, Lenin, and Stalin, you know. So if you went having a job in the city, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you went to a church wedding, you know, maybe next day you didn't have your job.
Oh, I see.
You know, like, that's the way.
But were there a lot of church weddings, or were there not many then?
Well, how's that? It depends on the person, you know, because, like, most of the people, they didn't care, you know, just about. We go and we'll do it, you know, whatever will happen.
Or did the government accept the church wedding as being...
Well, they accepted, but how should I tell you? They come after you, you know, after that, you know, so it's motion.
Yes, it is a
motion. So, how should I tell you? It's a thing accepted, like in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
In Russia, the church is, and the Russia was, it's one of the most outstanding churches
mm-hmm.
in this world, you know. But
I wanted to find this answer for this question. Can you remember back when you were a child at the wedding receptions? Did they have a wedding cake?
No.
What about later on, recently? Back maybe about 15 or so years ago, did they have any wedding cakes at all receptions? So now
they just have some cookies there and some things, you know, like how should I tell you, a Romanian wedding now in the city, it's like from 6 o'clock in the evening till next day.
Oh.
It goes all around, you know.
They have gypsy music.
Everything is there, you know.
Romanian like, food?
Oh, yeah. Romanian, that's mostly, you know, Romanian food. And
did they ever try to steal the bride or anything? The Romanian? I understand that some of the Romanians, when they were over here back, 20 or 30 years ago, they would try to steal the bride and like that. Did they
well,
ever
that
do something
was
like that?
Years and years ago, you know, they used to do this.
But that changed,
you know,
too?
But it's not anymore. That, as long as I remember, like, let's say for at least 25 years. You know.
So that even has changed for Romania?
Oh, yeah. That's,
in regards to the arts, I understand by talking to you previously that the arts over there in Romania are becoming a little bit abstract. Could you tell me who is a famous artist in Romania?
As I told you, this Suculescu, which is one of the most outstanding painters.
Is he
in Romania?
Is he still alive now?
Oh, yeah.
And his art then would be of the late modern generation.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anyone who might have been considered to be a pioneer type of artist?
Well,
Now, I left Romania, well, 40 years ago. So, at that time, Ceaușescu was on top.
No, I mean, and, before him, before his time, was there anybody who was considered particular?
Not in the modern art.
What about the more of the older arts? Was there anybody who you were mentioned about in schools,
I
think?
If I can, old school, like painting, you know, so that's Grigorescu, which is really good in painting like this, you know, like,
Oh, and like flowers and faces and so forth.
I mean, that's something like, I mean, present. You see it and you like it, you know. It's not something you have to put your mind to work, you know. That was Grigorescu. If one of these days you will be able to come over to my apartment, you know, I can show you two paintings of him, original paintings, you know. So you can have a more idea, you know, about his painting, you know. But in modern art, it's just from Ceaușescu, and that's, well, 50s, you know.
George, what is the most popular sport in Romania?
Soccer.
Soccer, and that was even when you were a child too?
Oh, yes. That was always.
Do they have any broadcasts of the games on radio or anything?
Oh, yes. Games on the radio and on TV. And,
On TV, do they have sometimes ballet and like that on TV too?
Oh, yes.
And it gives the people an idea how the Romanian culture like that carries on. I see. Also, in regards to Romania, what did the houses look like when you were a little boy, and what do they look like now? Are they about the same, or have they, since the war, tore many down and built new ones?
Well, they changed fantastically, you know, because during the 44-45, you know, Bucharest was bombed up to the ground, like, by the Germans, by the Americans, by everybody, you know, like, yeah. So the city was rebuilt after that. Yeah. Most of the buildings are now really modern, you know, and it's, you know, like modern architecture and all these things. But most of the city was up to the ground.
What about your villages? Was it, has it been rebuilt quite a bit, or has it stayed
not,
the same tradition?
Not too much. It wasn't too much damaged, you know, from the war, so just the little old houses, you know, like they used to be years and years ago, you know, so it's nothing good. But how should I tell you, that region is not a perfect region for a new development.
What part of Romania is considered, would you say, to be the culture center of Romania?
The culture center? Well, I can say that's Bucharest, which is Bucharest and the environment, you know, of Bucharest and Brasov.
Brasov?
Yeah.
Where's that located, sir?
That's, 160 kilometers from Bucharest, north.
Oh, north.
Going, you know. It's in the, let's say, in the heart of Transylvania, you know. And that's a really, really good, you know, heart of culture. And
are the people in Romania proud of the Romanian heritage and culture?
They cannot speak it loud, you know, but they are.
I see. Were you permitted, underneath the communist regime, to travel about Romania as you wanted, or did you have to get their okay to even to travel?
No problems. You could travel throughout Romania,
I
you know,
see.
All over the places you want to go. But like if you arrive in a city, you know, let's
mm-hmm.
say, you have to go to the police and to declare yourself, like, I'm here
oh,
and
I
I'll
see.
Stay 3 days or 4 days. Or two,
they keep
know.
Track of you then?
Yeah, so they can keep track. Not myself, but everyone. You know,
yes, I understand.
Yeah.
What was your occupation in Romania?
I was working in an enterprise for foreign trade.
Oh.
And,
were you able to choose where you wanted to work, or did they appoint you where they wanted to
go? How should I tell you? If I went to a... after I finished the high school,
mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the faculty or to the university. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I had to go to find a job. And so I found this job and this enterprise for foreign trade. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's because I was a little easy with the foreign languages.
I see.
So the guy said, well, we need somebody with foreign languages, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't speak 100% literally, you know.
You
but,
still have the background.
Yeah. So that was Romano Export, the enterprise, and it was dealing with textile materials, you know,
mm-hmm.
import and export. And I worked in a import office. And after 5 years, I was the head of that that office, you know. I had 13 people under me, working with.
Did the government keep track of what was going on, or was it...?
Well, that's everything is government-owned.
Oh, I see.
You know, so,
so you're actually a government employee?
Everything what you did, you have to ask permission from the government, you know, like... when he made a contract, you know, with somebody in the United
mm-hmm.
States or all of in Spain, for example, you know, he had to ask the government, you know, give them permission
mm-hmm.
to do this contract and all this stuff, you know. So,
were you part of anything in Romanian newspapers? Anything about Romania, about United States culture, or about the United States at all?
Well,
or did you learn from school?
I learned from school. I learned from school. When I learned, that was in the fifth and sixth grade, when I learned about
international
the international history, you know, about the United States and other countries. You know.
Is there many newspapers that have English? At all, or is it mostly all Romanian?
No, that's everything is Romanian. Well, if you want to read something in English, you have to buy, like, you can buy New York Times or whatever. Oh, yeah, in the hotels and,
oh,
you know, the things like that. You, you can do it. You know. But into school, you learned about the history of the country, you know, like United States, you know. You have the choice to learn the language if you want, you know. That's the,
how's the church over there in Romania compared to the church over here on Wood Avenue? Do you see any real differences? I don't mean services, I mean in structure and so forth, and culture and so forth.
Like the service is the same.
Yeah, I know.
Service is the same. The people, it's more here than there, because they're mostly, most of the people are afraid to go to church, you know. The other thing, like, if you go, the priest is teaching you and is telling you about God and about the, you know, everything.
What
like
about
this.
The church inside? Do they, in Romania, do they have seats for people to sit, or do they stand up?
Well, they have like pews on the side. You know, it's not exactly pews, you know, it's like chairs, you know,
mm-hmm.
you sit down on the side of the church, you know.
I see.
The middle is empty.
Well, there's nothing in there.
No,
people stand up there?
Well, most of them, they stand up, you know. And, well, it's a difference, you know, like, it's not like here. The church is open every day.
Oh.
From 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the evening.
Do they have services every day?
They have services from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Oh.
You know, I mean, the priest is there. And he's servicing, you know, and he's giving the service and everything. So, how
do
I tell you?
Do they have more than one priest?
Usually they have one priest, and they have a deacon, you know, like, you know, to help him,
mm-hmm.
and that's right. Sometimes they have monks, you know, to help them with the service and stuff. But, like, I used to go to work and stop to the church, say a prayer, and go to work, you know, like, that's 5 minutes, you know.
You'd be a
like,
way to
just
stop in.
Go and go out. When I came out from work, I was able to go into the church, you know, to have another prayer and to hear another, you know, service from the priest. So it's not like here, like here you go only on Sundays, like, you know. But there it was every day, you know, and it was in my place where I was living, you know, like they were, let's say in 100 yards, you know, there were 3 or 4 churches. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You could go in. They are supported by state.
Are they?
Yeah. Everything is paid by state except the priest's salary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of, yeah.
The schools you mentioned didn't teach you anything about the Romanian dances or songs or anything to speak of. You said you learned most of that from your friends. Today, well, before you left to come here about 4 or 5 years ago, who was teaching the younger people the traditional songs and dances? Was it still their friends and old people, or was it the school?
Well, how should I tell you, I think that was still the friends. And the people around.
So the people passing it from people?
Yeah, just
person
passing
person.
From one to another, you
oh,
know.
I see.
Because in the school, they just tell you generally, you know, that that dance, for example, came from the Turkish influence. You know.
Oh, but they don't
or something
teach you
but
how
it's
dance.
It's a theoretical thing, you know. They don't teach you the dance, they don't show you how to dance it, you know, or something like that. So. You just have to catch it from somebody else.
What language did you speak in school? Romanian or Russian?
Romanian.
I see.
Well, you are obliged at that time, to in my time, you know, to learn Russian.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I took 8 years of Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there many words in Russian that are comparable to? Romanian words, or
not,
like an entirely different?
Not too many, because mostly it's a Latin language,
mm-hmm.
you know, Romanian.
Yes.
It's some kind of you know, strange, but it's because it's surrounded of so many Slavic countries, you know. But still, it's a Latin language.
Did they teach you in school to teach you the Romanian? Grammar, so forth. Did they start by teaching you the alphabet and stuff like that?
Oh yes.
So it'd be basically like in the United States, they start off with teaching you how to pronounce the vowels.
Oh yes.
And
that.
Also, in regards to the schooling over there in Romania, was most of the schooling done in older buildings, or were they? I mean, when you came to the United States. Were they mostly modern type of buildings, or were they still the older buildings right around World War II? Like
older, yeah. Also, I tell you, like the high school I was in for 8 years, you know, it was 100 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the best high school in Romania.
Did you walk to high school, or did they take use buses?
I walked. But because I was fortunate to live by there,
but
you know,
did they have
so.
Buses to take
oh yeah, no, not like here. You take your own bus, you know, like public transportation. You know, they don't have buses coming to pick you up. And
over here also, they have what they call scholastic football and basketball games, in which high schools play one another. Did their high schools play one another in soccer games too?
Soccer games and athletics, like I tell you.
Running,
and all this the stuff, you know,
gymnastics,
jumping, the gymnastics, and you know.
So they would compete with one another.
Oh yeah.
Too.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Basketball, right. Also.
Now, the food that you used to eat in Romania when you were a child, did it start changing a lot as years progressed and the Russians came over, or did it stay basically the same traditionally type in that area?
Oh, basically it was the same.
Did it become any westernized at all? Do they have hot dogs?
Well, they started now. I heard. I never saw it, but I heard now that they have hot dog stands in Bucharest. You know, so.
But it wasn't westernized that much.
It wasn't at that time when I left Romania. You know, that's they started to have canned foods and all this stuff.
Coca-Cola.
You know, Coca-Cola, and you know, but it wasn't too much of a change, you know, like because most of the people still were sticking to the home cooking, you know, like as they learned, you know, from.
George, when you came to this country, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Did you see any real difference between the Romanian type of people living in the United States and the Romanian people in Romania in the sense of culture? I know the language is different. Here the Romanian people speak English, and over there they speak Romanian. But did you see any real difference in culture? You cannot say that the people here have TV and people there don't, because that is not really too much culture. That is more economics. But I mean in culture, in the type of traditional food that some of the families eat, and dances and so forth. Did you see any marked difference between Romanian
and
here and
there? It's a matter of culture. It's a, that's a big difference.
In what way?
In a bad way. Because like there, I was able to go, the opera house was 10 minutes walking from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to go there like every night, practically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticket, the most expensive ticket there was $1, you know, to go and see. Tatiata, Bohemia, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in this side, you know, like of the culture, like food is the same because my mother-in-law is cooking the same thing, you know, like in Romania. That's not wife is doing the same thing.
But
you, know,
you mean
so.
In Romania they have places in which Romanians can go and see Romanian culture, whereas in here you don't have places to go and see Romanian culture.
Too far, even if you have the chance to go to see it, you know, it's too far from
I see,
to
and
go,
it's
you know, it's like you have to leave something else, you know, aside and go there
to see
that, you know, like, I'm 4 years here, I was to an opera once in Youngstown, yeah. Which I don't blame anybody, you know, but it's the way it is set.
What about the Romanian events? I mean, say you would go to a Romanian picnic and see them dance. Have you noticed any real differences in that, or is it basically the same?
You don't go.
You don't.
It's only in the villages.
What about
if you live in the town, in the city, You don't go.
Oh.
You go to work, you come home,
okay, what about
watch TV, and go to sleep and go back to work tomorrow.
George, what about the ones in the villages? Are they comparable to the events, the Romanian events in the United States when they have it, or are they different too?
They started to be in the villages. They started to be more modernized.
No, I mean those in the United States now.
Oh.
These Romanian dances that they have, that maybe picnic at Farrow or Sharon and different other places, or weddings or something like that, are they almost like still in Romania,
or are they
a lot different?
No, they are.
So in other words, it's still carrying some of the culture.
They carry the culture and the tradition from the old countries.
So you would say then that a lot of the events that they have that are pure Romanian are still pure Romanian.
Oh yeah,
except for some of the maybe so-called English mixed marriages and like that they have in this country.
Oh yeah.
When you came to this country, did you have a hard time coping to the change of life over here? Here we speak English, over there they speak Romanian. Did you have a hard time coping?
No, because I learned English in the school there.
Oh, you learned English over there?
Yeah, I chose English there. You know, like I have
you
my,
speak real good.
Yeah, so long. Thank you. I just took the 3 years course in English there.
I see.
And then in the enterprise I worked for, I had to speak foreign languages.
Oh, yes.
So that was for 10 years. So it's not perfect, but, I just try to do my best to learn every day more and more and more. It was kind of difficult for me when I came here because of the dialect, because that's not the Oxford English.
Yes, it's different from a grammar.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to add or say before we end now that you could think of?
Oh, just that Romania is it's a really great country.
Mm-hmm.
Really
well,
great country, and it's, how should I tell you, they keep the people, they are keeping the tradition.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it alive.
And everything. They keep it alive, No matter who comes and who says something else, they are keeping it. And what I'm glad, I tell you, I'm really thrilled here in the United States, because in Romania, I was listening mostly to the American music. Now here, I hear so much Romanian music, all over the places I'm going, it's a delight, it's beautiful.
Do they play a lot of rock and roll in Romania?
Well, they started because it's,
Well, thank you very much for this interview, George. And when Professor Earnhardt listens to it, if he comes up with some questions that I forgot to ask, as I probably did, and he wants another interview with a few more questions, would you mind if I stop by and ask you?
I'll be delighted.
Thank you again. Thank you very much, sir.